Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. If you're thinking about hiding money in your house, we found all the best places to do it.
What a beautiful family. They must be worth thousands.
And this is the only place on planet Earth where you're going to get a song about jury duty.
I mean, in it weirdly slapped.
Thank you. Sequester yourself in a comfortable space and enjoy the Morning Mix podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today is The Rock's birthday. He's 52 years old. So what do you get The Rock for his birthday? A lot of texts coming in. 630, how about take care of his gym membership? Sure.
Good idea.
Erica, give him a gift card for a new tattoo. He's got a lot of them. 630, get him a pet rock. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pet rocks are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So be ready for that. A Hawaiian shirt, says a 219. Hey, you know what you guys might want to give him? How about a can of Febreze? Because then that way you could always smell what The Rock's cooking.
I like that.
It's kind of nice. 312, give him a giant squishmallow of his face. I'd give The Rock a pebble, says 847.
Okay.
815, it's a rock, but you put his face on the rock, so it's The Rock on a rock.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Nice.
A 773 is with us this morning with the old Bush latte. It's kind of fun.
Very.
Maybe get him new scissors because The Rock always breaks scissors.
Okay,
paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, I'm slow.
It's kind of nice, right? 630, get him the old Ric Flair feather boa.
Oh.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
708, hey, you know what we should give him? 52 stone cold stunners. One for every year of life because, you know, Stone Cold was his big adversary for so many years. Stone Cold's knees, I don't think, are going to run out on stage and be stunning anybody anytime soon, but it'd be nice. 773, you should give him some hair.
Oh,
apparently, he sells shampoo now, they're saying.
What?
Really? I don't know how that works. 773, we got to find that out.
Only The Rock could do that.
Right?
Right.
219, you should probably give him Yo Mama. Thank you, 219, for that. I'll find out if she's available for The Rock. I don't know if she will be, but we'll find out.
How about a long, really, really tight hug from me?
That's funny because somebody said, you know what you guys should give him? Give him Nikki. That'd be kind of nice. I don't know if you'd be able to get your arms even halfway around
who
him.
Who cares?
Would you even be able to get your arms like around the side of him?
I don't know. I'll think about that for a while.
We should figure out how wide his chest is. I'm sure it's somewhere. And then hold up a tape measure and see how far your arms would actually get around him and your legs.
His arms are crazy.
You might be hugging just his arm. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a video message from Vin Diesel, 773.
Oh, those guys that beef.
Been feuding for years. Yeah, beef. Sorry, they got a beef, not a feud. What am I, old?
There is a lot of beef between those two guys, too. I just mean between, you know, their bodies.
And finally, without a doubt, also, sorry, a case of baby oil. That's a nice one. Nikki will bring that when she goes to give him the hug. The two most popular answers, in at number two, you got to get that guy a porta potty. And in at number one, get him a watch and an alarm clock because that guy's always late. Oh, got him. Got him.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time to go to the club, but not like 50 Cent, more like Anthony Michael Hall.
Right.
We're in a cool club. High schools, they got cool clubs. Of course, you got the math club, the science club, the literature club, theater club, poetry club.
Mm-hmm.
Many have gaming clubs. Let's say hi to teacher Nick. Hang on a second. There it is. Hey, Nick, good morning. How are you?
Yes. Doing great. How about you?
We're doing well. You're a teacher. What do you teach?
I teach high school math.
High school math. Okay, right on. Where at?
Plainfield South High School.
Plainfield South in the house. What are you guys? What's the mascot there? Plainfield South.
We're the Cougars.
The Cougars. Hey, all right. Met a couple of them down in Naperville. Now, Nick, you're in Plainfield, though. What is the club you guys are putting together right now over there at Plainfield South?
Geek Squad, like what Best Buy has.
Smart.
The students will be able to fix the laptops by replacing the screens, keyboards, troubleshooting, helping teachers out.
This is brilliant.
We're going to start this up next year.
Nick, that is brilliant. I hope that those kids recognize the service that you're creating for them, because that's a real big leg up.
Yes, and then they'll get certification, so when they leave high school, they can go into computer engineering.
That's amazing. And you are not only helping the student, but all of their family members that are now going to ask for their help every Thanksgiving. And grandma's calling.
I can't wait to tell my wife, ship it to Plainfield South. I dropped the computer. We got to ship it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Are they going to wear the blue polos?
Yeah. Will you guys get polos?
Yeah, we're trying to model something, probably blue polos, probably like the logo or something. But hopefully they can help me too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you're in the planning stage right now, you say?
Yes, we're starting writing it all up, and next year is going to be a club, and then the following year is going to be a class where kids could join in and take their own laptop.
Mm-hmm. How cool. Nick, stay right there, okay? Don't hang up the phone. Stay right there, Nick. All right, so Nick is putting together the Geek Squad Club. Hey, Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. You're a high school counselor, is that right?
Middle school, actually.
Middle school. Okay, where do you counsel at?
School in Wheaton, Edison Middle School.
Edison Middle School. Great light bulb there. Now, you say, what is the club the kids are putting together?
Well, we call it OPA, O-P-A, and it stands for the Origami and Paper Aviation Club.
Wow!
So you guys are doing origami, and then I'm assuming the aviation part is paper airplanes?
You got it.
Wow! How long has the club been in action?
So this is the second year that it's been going on, and my other counseling colleague runs it. She's fantastic. All the kids love it.
So when I was in school, we read 1,000 paper cranes, so we learned how to make paper cranes. What's the thing you guys are making now?
So I know recently she just shared with them, there was a story about the oldest origami collection. I believe it's actually in the Smithsonian now. Their favorite thing is actually the paper airplane.
Wow.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Jury duty. It's our duty as citizens. Every few years, every once in a while, you get a letter. It says you got to report to this place at this time for jury duty. Maybe you'll just sit there all day and they'll say, thanks so much. We don't need you. You're good to go. And you're free and clear now.
But you do feel like you're doing your civic duty.
Yeah, you're doing
it. Yes, this is the society we live in.
I got a text here from a 630. I was on a jury for 10 days for a medical malpractice suit. Only to have it end in a hung jury.
Oh.
My first time being called for jury duty 10 or 12 years ago, it was a medical malpractice suit, and they were interviewing for jurors. They got to me, and I was like, oh, my dad's a dentist, and he runs a dental practice. And they were like, all right, we'll see you later. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
You know, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. But that's what happens when you get the old summons. Get your ass to court. You're not in trouble. But you kind of feel like you might. It's a weird feeling. You're like, oh, gosh, am I in trouble? No, just got to go. What if I say the wrong thing? Can I be held in contempt? They do that on TV all the time.
Fluorescent lights beating on you. Yeah.
Let's start up here with the heavy duty one. Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sue, this is heavy duty. You were on a jury.
I was.
And what was the case?
It was a murder trial.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Oh, doggy.
How long did it all last?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and you were just one of the jurors in the pool. You did not have a role. You weren't the foreman or anything like that?
I was not, no.
Okay, great. And your experience on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being never again, 10 being not so bad.
It wasn't terrible, and I do believe in my civic duty, but it was heavy duty to decide someone's entire life.
Yeah.
Was it a famous one that made news and everything?
It was not, no.
No. So it wasn't OJ then. Dang.
No. It definitely was not.
I think you would have led with that, actually.
Yeah. So
at this point,
I can tell
the tale at
You're
this
not
point.
Believe this. Yeah. But. So Sue on a murder trial, and I would imagine, A, the heaviness of that decision, along with just 10 days of that heavy conversation. Oh, my goodness. So 10 days of it. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. You were in a grand jury, huh?
I was. I had to go every Wednesday for 3 months, and some of the topics were just your normal run-of-the-mill stuff, but then, I was in Will County, and I'm not a supposed to say who we talked about, but you can imagine out of Will County, there were some pretty interesting cases during when I was there.
Wow. Now, you say it was every Wednesday for 3 months. Did you know right out the gates that it would be every Wednesday for 3 months, or did they say, we need you every Wednesday indefinitely, we don't know how long this is going to go?
No, it was for 3 months. So every 3 months, they have a new grand jury come in, and they discuss different cases, or if they need to present something to the grand jury, then sometimes it would be, you know, a 10-minute case. Sometimes it would take, you know, 8 hours of evidence of them, you know, having people come in.
An expression they always use is a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. Like, if it goes in front of a grand jury, they're pretty much going to do the indictment and let the rest of the courts figure that out. Did you find that to be the case?
I would say about 80% of the time. There was some that they were, you know, kind of pushing their stuff a little bit early. They needed to come back to us. But most of the time, it was pretty cut and dry on what they were presenting.
And did they...
sometimes it was just to hear testimony.
Okay.
Like, they would have people come in to give testimony, then to present later as a big thing.
Did they give you a ham sandwich at any point?
They did not, but there was a deli next door.
That's where the expression probably came from.
Ahead of
I was very pregnant at the time, so it definitely helped to have a day off work every week.
Oh, wow.
Get that check.
Yeah, that's your $17. Put that away for that kid's college fund, Stacey.
We had to turn it into work.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Stacey, but do you have a full-time job at the time of this?
I did.
They got to let you out legally. Wow, that's a lot. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday for 3 months, and you're pregnant, so you got to pee the whole time.
Wait, so you still get paid from work or no?
You know what? They actually did. Yeah, they let me keep my, because I was salaried at work, so they let me keep that. And then we actually got $35 a day when I was there.
Hey,
so I got to keep my $35.
That was just on the side. You weren't supposed to tell people that.
Yeah, that was the deli.
That's two ham sandwiches, though, probably.
Yeah, and chips.
Yeah.
So that's Stacey every Wednesday for 3 months. Hi, Annette. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're
love
doing well.
Guys.
Oh, love you right back. Boy, this is a slog. You were also on a grand jury, but it wasn't every other Wednesday. It was every day?
Every day for a whole month.
Wow. So like 30, you know, 30-ish whatever days. You're on a grand jury, business days, Monday through Friday. You're showing up. It's like a full-time job.
Exactly.
That's wild. And did you have a full-time job at the time?
I did. And I got paid for my full-time job, and I was actually in Cook County, so I got my $17 check on a daily basis.
There you go. Watch out. And every day they handed that check on the walkout. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah. Now, they do. Yep.
Can you at all talk about any of the things that you guys talked about or worked on or decided upon while you were on the grand jury?
Well, there was a lot of cases on involving children.
Okay,
that was really bad. Some cases with animals, which were really bad as well. We actually had one of the cases with a police officer that did not act in a way becoming a police officer.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually kind of cool because as a person on the grand jury, and I was one of the people that was the secretary taking the notes and reviewing all of the evidence, and they actually bring in medical records. We got to see police cam footage on different things.
Wow.
It was a really cool experience because I'm one of those people, I want to be on a jury, and whenever I've gone before, I never got called. And for this one, they actually ask you, you know, is this something that you want to do? You know, would you be able to do it work-wise and everything? And I'm like, yes, sign me up.
Now, what do you do for a living, Annette?
I work for a bank.
You work for a bank. Okay, great. So legally, your company has to, you know, they can't do anything about it. You got to go to jury duty. It's a legal thing. It is what it is. But were they a little upset or was everybody like, all right, Annette's out for a month. Oh, well.
No. Well, I'll have to give them a plug. I work for J.P. Morgan, and it's a great company to work for, and they fully believe in doing your civic duty. So there was no problem whatsoever.
That's awesome. Wow. That's wild. Can you imagine every day for a month?
Nope.
Like, it's your whole new full-time job now.
Yeah.
You're on a grand jury now. See you later.
And then those people who get sequestered.
Oh, that's a whole nother
That's
level.
Like, I can't even, my brain doesn't understand that.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Where the heck are you hiding your money? Now, we don't need to know where you live. We aren't going to come looking for it. But Finance Buzz released the 10 worst places you can hide cash in your home. So if you have physical cash and you want to hide it in your house, Don't put it in an office drawer, a portable safe, a medicine cabinet, a jewelry box, a nightstand, a toilet tank, under your mattress or in your mattress, in your kid's bedroom, in the freezer or the fridge, or in a dresser drawer. So what's left? I gotta hide it somewhere. Hi, Hazel. Good morning. How are you today?
Morning.
Hazel, your mom passed, and that's very sad, and we're so sorry for your loss, but you did find money somewhere?
Yes. She always said the burglars, robbers will never find where she keeps the jewelry, the cash, bonds. She kept them in the tackle box in the garage.
In the tackle box in the garage. Now, what if someone decided to go fishing and they happened to take the tackle box with them? Was that ever a fear?
No, we almost threw the tackle box out when we were cleaning out the house.
Oh.
Not bad. It's not bad.
Oh, my gosh. And did open it and were surprised? Or was anybody like, oh, my God, wait, hold on. We're supposed to take care of the tackle box.
No, I opened everything before I put it in the dumpster.
You're smart.
Oh, my God.
Well, Mom didn't give you a heads up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How much was in there?
All the diamonds, all the gold, all the jewelry, savings bonds.
Wow.
Some documents. Yeah.
Can't bait the robbers with that. You know?
No.
Not at all. Let's go over here. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
This feels like something that would happen in like a high-end movie. Where are they hiding the cash?
We hide it behind, in the back of a picture frame of a family picture hanging on the wall.
Okay. Ooh. Now, does that picture frame have that kind of like cardboardish paper behind it that you put a little slit in and you drop the cash in?
Nope. We actually take it apart and put the cash in.
Wow. And was the frame made for this, or you guys just decided to do it this way?
No. So my mom actually had the idea, and she let me know, like, if anything happens, you have to open this picture frame. It's a picture of my kids. She stashes it behind the grandkids. And I was like, that's a great idea. So yeah.
Jennifer, roughly, how much is that picture frame worth?
Ours, not so much. My mom's got a couple thousand in a picture frame.
Wow. Hey, go ahead and text us her name. That's fine. Wow. Okay, so in the back of a picture frame.
Weird.
Interesting. Mary, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
We're doing well. Where do you hide cash?
My dad used to put it in the inside pockets of his suit, which was bad because my mom gave away some of the suits before he checked them when he died. So, and I learned from that. I don't wear suits, but I'll put it in my winter coats.
Mary, I was very excited to just say that. I learned from that, and I don't wear suits. And that's it.
Yeah.
So hide it in suit jackets and out of season coats. Yeah. That's interesting. Hi, Lauren. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Where are you hiding the cash?
When I was younger, I used to hide it in my cassette player because I figured no one wants a cassette player.
And nobody's coming in to listen to this one. They're like, hey, what's wrong with you? Why does the tape sound weird in this Wham album? I don't know. Oh, it's all the money.
That's so, you hit eject and money just comes out. I love that idea.
So you hid your money in your cassette player. About how much are we talking about?
I mean, I never really spend my money, so there'd be a couple $100 in there, which as a teenager was a lot.
Oh, yeah. Literally worth more than the cassette player, the tapes, the whole collection. From Lauren, we go to Lori. Hi, Lori.
How are you guys today?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Not too shabby.
Okay, now you might stumble upon this money once a month, Lori. Where do you hide it?
Oh, God. Yeah, hide it in my tampon drawer.
There you go. Hide in the old tampon drawer. Now, is that because nobody else is going in there? Yeah.
Yeah, no one else is going in there.
They don't even look at it. They don't even like it.
Yeah, let's be honest. Most burglars are guys, and they don't want to be. I'd say 98%. Let's just be real. They want no part of whatever's in there.
Can you imagine? Oh, Mike, I found the cash.
Yes.
It's under a tampon. We should just get out of here.
Right. We don't want to.
Let's just go.
Aren't you going to grab it?
Oh, no, man. I don't want to. What am I going to tell the guys?
Forget about throwing the box back and forth. No, you touch it. No, you touch it.
Exactly. She can keep it. Let's get out of here.
She gets home tampons and money are everywhere.
Yeah, last night we robbed the house, guys. What'd you guys get? A watch. We found some cash and we didn't want to touch it.
Yeah, we left it.
And finally, Kate, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I love this, Kate. You and your husband hide cash in the house. Is that right?
Yeah, my husband doesn't hide cash from burglars. He hides it from me.
So you play a little fun game, huh?
Yeah, so there's always, like, something, you know, I have three kids in school, so it's either, you know, we're, oh, Ezra has something, my son has something today, so I need cash, and he's, like, reluctantly will tell me where he's hidden it.
Right.
And then if I ever go back to that, like, a day or two later to get more, it's gone. So he always moves it so that I can't get to it. But he puts it in some pretty creative places. I have to laugh sometimes.
Well, there's nothing better than Ezra. Now, where does he hide the cash? Like, what are some of the places?
Yeah, so it's been in books on the bookshelf. It's been in shoes. We have, like, storage bins with, like, old clothes and stuff, and he's, like, hidden it in those bins, like, in the back of a closet. I mean, I don't know when he finds the time to do it, but he always moves it.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time for your Thursday Three Style. And a lot of ideas were floated. It's Cinco de Mayo this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Mm-hmm. The F1 Grand Prix is in Miami this weekend.
I can hear music to go along with all of those
exactly
events.
Exactly right. But I was summoned for jury duty and then released as a standby juror. Ha ha! But I should be on my way there right now. But I was released, so I'm good. I was standby. They say call the number. Called it last night. Hey, you don't have to come in, but the next time, you're coming in. I said, okay, bye. Click. So what are the first three words that come to mind when we say jury duty? And we're going to create a jury duty three style right now. Good morning, Candace.
Hello.
Now, Candace, I'm reminded of Candace Bergen. And wasn't Murphy Brown in the legal world? Was she a lawyer? Do I have that right?
Oh, true. Yeah, I think so.
I think, who knows? So, Candace, have you heard us do a Thursday three style before?
I have, yeah.
Great. So you know the drill. We need the three words. We'll take them and we will put them into a song right now. We said to you, Candace, what are the three words that come to mind when we say jury duty? What are your three words?
12.
12, like angry jurors? Okay, 12.
Yep. Bailiff.
Great.
And sequestered.
Yes!
Sequestered. Okay, so we have 12, bailiff, and sequestered. Yeah.
Those are good. Those are good, Candace. Love it.
Yeah. All right, Nikki, do you have your bell?
I do.
Right.
And I am so excited to hear what a jury duty bed sounds like.
I know. The song is just called Jury Duty.
I'm just waiting.
Candace, we're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Candace is right there. Thank you. Good luck, Jackass.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I heard that in her voice.
Enjoy.
Okay, Candace, this is your Thursday three style. The words are 12, bailiff, and sequestered. We're going to make up a song with those three words somehow. First, we got to go to court.
Yeah. Hey.
I got the summons. I got to go to court. I got to wake up. Then I got a report. But I called the phone. They said I don't got to go. So now I get to stay home. Better go. I'm number 12. Into this case, we're going to delve. Man, who done it? I don't know, man. Hit the beat and let's run it.
Woo.
Get out of here. Jump off a cliff. I gotta get out. Getting chased by the bailiff.
Hey.
Oh, no. You better arrest her. Uh-oh. The jury got sequestered.
Oh.
And we made it through. A jury duty song and it's just for you. Hey, we had to do this nice because we're doing it for Candice.
Case dismissed.
Oh, yeah.
That's a world exclusive.
Candace, that is your jury duty Thursday three style.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We're going to send that to you on a gold record so you can have it.
Along with $17
for
being
exactly
here.
Right. Yes, thank you for your time. Idea. You have been released from jury duty.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
The 26th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey's is happening today. The party started at 5 a.m. this morning at Navy Pier's Harry Carey, and they have real cows out there. That's the theme this year. They're leaning into Harry Carey's famous saying. Say it with me.
Holy cow!
That's it. It's like he's here right now. The official toast happens at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and it's star-studded, the whole event. Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander is going to be there. Former Cubs pitcher Ryan Dempster, the former Saturday Night Live comedian Chris Kattan. Whatever.
Yeah. He was at opening days.
Yeah, now he's back. They might have been like, hey, man, you want to come back in a month?
I don't, yeah. And Horatio better show up too because they were hanging out together. Yeah.
Yesterday would have been Harry's 110th birthday, so cheers to a legendary sportscaster who is had a very long career. He did play-by-play for the Cardinals, White Sox, and, of course, the Cubs.
And 1 year with the Oakland A's, but no one knows that. But,
well, I took out two places.
No, listen,
there's two other places, but I thought nobody cared, so.
Nobody cares, yeah. But I wanted to say it just because it's the one little piece of knowledge that most people don't know, and I never have a chance to use that, so you're welcome, Chicago.
Yep,
you're
yep.
welcome.
That was
go 1970. Tell that to George Costanza.
Okay. A new word you might want to add to your vernacular. Vigilante.
Whoa. All right.
Meaning being mean to people only who deserve it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. There you go. You can put that one in your hat.
Oh, next. Tell that to George Costanza.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves it, but you never know. I don't know. I don't know him.
No, it's just a fun word. lastly, Southwest flights are fun. One bride-to-be got the sweetest surprise on board on the way to her bachelorette party. A flight attendant got on the speaker, and she said, all right, everyone, I'm going to be passing out some napkins, and I want everyone who is or was married at some point to write down a piece of advice for our bachelorette party here. Then she gave those notes to the bride. They also, the crew, made an entire crown and sash out of the yellow and red, like, pretzel snacks.
Yeah, the, yeah. What they hand out. Yeah,
yeah, so they put that on her head, gave her the marriage advice, and sent her on her way.
Whip and I were in 32 A and B on that flight waiting for our Coke Zeroes for like a half hour. Like, can I just get my damn Coke Zero?
Right.
My advice, give me my Coke Zero.
Let's go.
But that was cute, and everyone's passing that around, saying that flight attendants deserve a raise. And that was your flash briefing.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.